to laugh at Victor. I thought that he was a mess, but he was telling me that he knew he was a mess. He said, I don't know what it is, but I think I'm a stain magnet, Pastor George. Whenever I go out and I'm wearing a good shirt, it's like food just magnetically comes onto my shirt and stains it. I hate that. I can't go anywhere. Like, I got to wear a bib just to look good. I laughed at him. I thought, I don't understand. I'm sorry that happens to you, man. I don't know what to tell you. Lean forward, wear a bib, get something that's clear plastic. What do you do? It's just a drag. But I thought, what is it about that, that Victor has to fight so much about that? But it's his cross to bear, I think. But as I thought about it, I was connected with it when I heard these verses read here at the tail end of our look at Jude's letter to the believers. He says that God will present us without blemish, without stain, in his glorious presence because of Jesus and our determination to walk with him. What a beautiful thing that is. But how quickly we're reminded that we don't look as beautiful as we should, because it's so easy to fall into things that stain us, human sinfulness. Whether it comes from selfishness or our own choices or things foisted upon us, indeed, it seems like we're just sin magnets. And no matter where we're at, our feelings catch us off guard, circumstances change, attitudes develop, and soon we find ourselves struggling under the weight of our own wrongdoing. But the good news in these final two verses of Jude, as we come back out of the depth of the subject that Jude wanted to address with us all, is that God is able to keep us. You see, Jesus brings two things that are laid out very beautifully in verse 24. Power. Power to not stumble. We don't have to sin anymore. We can be done with the stains and the troubles of the past. And we are promised power to overcome even the things that are most magnetic to us. What a beautiful thing. To be delivered in this life from the sins that beset me so often. Oh, Jude, I'm so glad for this word. I want to believe it's true, and I'd like to see it every day in my life. Power to not stumble. Power to stand upright before God, honestly, without fear, knowing that it will be all right. Knowing that my acceptance has been cleared. The second thing that Jude offers in this same verse is blamelessness. Yes, he is able to present us without fault, with great joy, that when it's all good, it can feel good. That inside ourselves, we can live in the beauty of that sanctifying grace that says, not only am I forgiven, but I am also one who's been made pure before God. And what a beautiful thing it is. It's a word about holiness if we have eyes to see it. And it's a good word. And it's a word I hope we always offer. So what about you? Have you been listening to Jesus, interested in what he has to say, the connection with God that he describes, and the amazing moral wisdom that he offers? And still thinking? Or have you entered into that level of cleansing grace that removes the blemishes and gives power to no longer stumble? My dear friends, it's very simple for us to call out to God in Jesus' name and find his power to overcome. And this is what Jude has wanted from the beginning, for us to contend for the faith, to fight our way into it, and to be resolute in our determination to live in its power. And in spite of what others who call themselves believers may do, we are asked to contend fiercely, as if our very life depended on it, and indeed, eternity just might. I'm going to ask our musicians to come, and we're going to pray, and we're going to sing. But let's pray right now. Father, we're so grateful for your power that is offered to us. And as your servant Jude has written so long ago, but even now today, you offer it. You offer cleansing through Jesus. You offer power to not sin. And so we lean on you. We come confessing. Some of us, maybe for the first time ever, oh God, I'm like a sin magnet. It just comes to me. But I need your deliverance from that. For I believe that you have come from God and made a way for me to contend. I believe that you will help me. And I ask that you place your spirit in me, that I may indeed pray with power and find the comfort of your forgiveness fully realized in my mind, in my conscience, in my heart. Thank you that you hear the prayer of any who call on you, just as you hear me now, because of Christ. Amen. It is a beautiful and joyous thing to know his cleansing power. There's an insert in the bulletin that is a song written well over 100 hands still existing on the earth, bringing power to his good. Yes, let us give him power. Maybe that will take an expression like going to Thunder Bay or giving a significant amount of money to it. Maybe it will have another expression like showing care and being there to be a source of strength to this young, precious couple who are planning a church down in the Bloorview Village neighborhood of our city. We are asked to empower with the very power that's been given to us. Let him receive power and his kingdom have more power, because we're not just interested in empowering in our own securities, but God's purposes around us. What a wonderful thing that is. And lastly, Jude says, let us give authority. Authority is not something that's taken, it's given. And anyone who studies sociology or government says the power of the governed is given to those who govern them. There is a right of refusal. We leave ourselves to be under authority. And here in Her Majesty's land, we believe in a government that's good and right. And we yield to Her Majesty and Her Majesty's agents voluntarily, because we understand that the authority that's been placed and available over us is a good thing for us to submit to, because it keeps us humble about our own independent streak that so often wields us off the high road that God has placed us on. Giving authority to God means I give him prerogative. I give him the right to govern me, in spite of my best plans, desires, and intentions for me and everybody else I can control. It's not about what I want. Now to him who is able, let us give back. Let us give to him glory, great majesty, power, and authority. Maybe one way we'll give authority is to submit to the waters of baptism that Jesus has called all who would follow him to enter into. And maybe you've never chosen to do that. What a beautiful expression that would be. And if so, I invite you to speak with me after church today, that you may show by going in the waters, it's not about you anymore, it's about him. And it's not about your power and your authority and your glory and your greatness, but it really is an entrustment back to Him. Life is a gift we give to the Lord who gave to us. And there's no greater joy than this. And there's really nothing else we could possibly give Him that He would want. Some years ago, I ran across a beautiful choral arrangement of a song that takes these exact words of Jude 24 and 25 and offers them as we are invited to offer ourselves to the living God. And I'm going to ask our quintet to come and assemble, and we'll sing this as our closing benediction. Would you please stand as they come to sing?